Single lads and ladies of Ireland, are you tired of living the single life? Are you still swiping away on Tinder but hitting a brick wall with the restrictions in place? Has life in lockdown made you realise that you really want to find true love? Well, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show Zoom Singles Night is back. We're going to be matching up five couples based on their interests, compatibility, and they are going to each go on a 30-minute Zoom date this Wednesday, 25th of November. It's always very popular. If you're interested, you can apply now on todayfm.com/love. So that's todayfm.com/love. And it's happening this Wednesday, all right? So Wednesday evening, 30-minute Zoom date each. This is totally anonymous. As in, you, it's up to you. You are on your own. Nobody's going to be listening in. We're not going to be broadcasting it or anything like that. So it's totally safe and you can trust us. It's Today FM. You can trust Today FM. Now, there's loads of women want to do it, but the lads have been a bit shy and coy about the whole thing. So Irish men, we're looking for them. So we asked some well-known Irish men to come on and just give us a little bit of advice for the lads out there. Marty Morrissey. How are you, Marty? How's it going?
Good morning, Ian.
Marty, didn't see your photograph in the papers over the weekend. Hey! Anyway.
Socially distant.
What's your advice for the lads?
Good morning, Ian. Gentlemen, my advice is simple. From Mona Nagisha to Marifelt. From Tullamore to Tumi Vara. From Chapel Lizard to Cheek Point. Ladies are waiting. They're perched. Crouched. Like coiled springs behind their consoles, their screens, and their tablets. Eager to experience what could be an epic match on the 25th of November. Eager to experience a giant virtual, how you doing with you? Gentlemen, it's an open goal. A golden opportunity. History awaits. 25th of November. Time to score.
Whoa. I like it. Thank you very much, Marty, for that. Dahi O'Shea is there as well. Dahi, how are you?
How are you, Ian, boy?
What would you say to the lads who want to get involved, Dahi?
Oh, shit. I'll tell you, Ian, my advice would be simple now. Put on a jacket. Get the first jacket you see. If it's a tux, get out the tux out of the wardrobe. Get it on. Get in front of that computer and start sweating. Now, then start belting out the questions as fast as you can. What's your name, girl? Where do you come from? Do you have any hobbies? Are your parents there with you? If their parents are there with them, that's fine. You can just take them, whatever they want. Do you like working with children? Do you like basketball, mountaineering, geography, Formula One racing, fish, bass, plaisk? It doesn't matter. Eels, electric eels, horse fish. It doesn't matter. Just keep her talking.
Keep her going.
If you need a card, that's all the better. I prefer not to use a card. Don't forget her name. That's the main thing. Just don't forget her name. If she wants to show you photographs of herself when she was a child, go for it. If she wants to read you a poem, Jesus, let her at it. There's always the mute button in front of you on the computer. If she wants to do a little dance, let her hop up and down. Just keep smiling and nodding and keep her talking. If you want to reach your destination, it might be only virtual, lads. But that doesn't matter, because even on a computer, there's still a key that says shift.
Oh man, Dahi, well, let's hope the lads have convinced you there. Remember, if you want to take part, fellas, we've got lots of women getting involved. I mean, women can still get in there, but fellas, particularly todayfm.com/love.